Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. This weekend, they're honoring the 1974 Sherrard High School football team that advanced to the semifinals in 2A and lost to the Alexis Cardinals in a classic thriller, double overtime, 10-9. We heard from Wayne DeSutter, the head coach of Sherrard at the time, and John Elder, the longtime coach of Alexis back in 1974, and he'll pick up some of the characteristics of that game. And I didn't realize, Coach, 0-0 in regulation, is that right? What a battle that must have been.
It was. It had been a battle the whole game, and really neither team had really moved the ball very much. But on the last play of regulation, our fullback, Bruce Hillard, got loose on about our own 30-yard line, and Kevin Minch from Sherrard ran him down on their 7 to end the game. So that added a little bit to the excitement of the game, obviously. And then, of course, the overtime played out as it did. And when we each kicked a field goal the first overtime and the second overtime, they scored and had a bad snap on the center for the extra point and didn't make it, and then we were able to score. We scored on a halfback pass, I think, on the first play of second overtime, and then we were able to kick the extra point and win. Yeah, it was a pretty exciting time, obviously, being the first year of the playoffs and the kind of game it was and that sort of thing.
But, yeah, and I guess the other thing you were telling me off the air that's kind of unique is, you know, you look at these rule changes that we deal with over the years, and the first year of the playoffs, you're trying to figure out, well, what do we do in overtime? And what was the wording like in overtime where they had to change the rule a little bit going forward?
If I remember correctly, the wording was that you got up to 4 plays to score, and it didn't allow for a penalty or anything. So there was a penalty, and they didn't know, the officials didn't know what to do, so they allowed the play. Well, they changed that wording after that year.
Interesting. Man, so interesting. And then, you know, I was talking to Coach DeSutter about this. We all know what social media has become today and the talk leading up to, you know, local games like this. What was the talk like back in 1974 when you have two area schools, but it's pre-social media? What was the vibe like back then, and it being the first year of the playoffs, too?
It was a big deal, really, because it was the only game in the area, obviously, at that time, and Sherrard had been overpowering to people throughout the year. Matter of fact, we had beaten Galva 14-7 during the regular season, and Sherrard beat Galva the week before we played him 47-6.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Sherrard was, I would guess you'd say, the overwhelming favorite, and we just saw things that we thought we could do and that we could stop them from doing, I guess, and we were both able to, and it was just a battle throughout, and really no one threatened to score much. I remember we tried like a 40-some yard field goal on the last play of the first half and obviously didn't make it. But then, as I stated, we just battled each other back and forth. And Sherrard had Kevin Miller was Sherrard's big player, and he was a nice athlete and everything. But Kevin was a big, strong kid. They had a kid by the name of Rod Tolley who was running back and got hurt during the game.
Yeah.
He didn't play that much. And our quarterback broke his leg during the game, so we had a kid that our backup quarterback was about 5'6" and weighed about 130 pounds at that time, and he played that game. Matter of fact, in the state championship game, he started the game, the only game he ever started in his life.
So you talk about smash mouth football, man. That's the definition of that in that semifinal game in 1974. A lot of walking wounded, it sounded like.
No question about it. But it was great, and like I say, it was great from the area standpoint because it was the only game in town, and the playoffs being new, everyone was interested, and I can't tell you the numbers, obviously, but we had a great crowd, and it just played out in our for us, really, I guess.
Well, and then the other story is talking with Coach Elder, the Alexis coach at the time, in that classic semifinal game in 1974, first year of the playoffs. Now, you had said that week leading up to the game, it snowed 6 to 8 inches, I think, like Wednesday of that week.
That's right, on Wednesday. And we had made arrangements earlier knowing we'd have a good crowd with, and our people had agreed, Sherrard had agreed to let us use some of their bleachers. Our people went to Sherrard on Wednesday night, cleaned the bleachers off and tore them down and hauled them back to Lexus and set them up on that night. And also, they bladed the snow off the field on Wednesday night to let it give it a chance to dry a little bit. It was still pretty soft on game day.
All right. Well, and the Tigers going to recognize that 1974 team this Saturday. And unfortunately, Coach Elder, he's going to the Notre Dame game this weekend, or he'd be able to visit. But I know you have a pretty good relationship with Coach DeSutter, who's coming back for that event.
That's right. That's great. I'd love to see Wayne. I haven't seen him since he was working, really. But, we visited quite often in the ensuing years, for sure, about different things.
All right, 1974, the first year of the playoffs, and a great game, great area game, one of the greatest area games ever. Alexis wins in double overtime in the 2A semifinals as they beat Sherrard 10-9. Always great to visit with you, Coach John Elder.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Nice to visit with you.
More coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.